On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to talk about a guitar geek book that your library might be missing, a safe place to rest your guitars, and we're going to take whiskey and guitars to a whole brand new level. In fact, two different levels. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to another edition of Acoustic Tuesday. I am so glad you're here sharing your time with us. And when I mean us, I mean, of course, Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, over here to my right, and Levi Kawila, the man with a technical plan, straight in front of me.
Hello.
I'm just giving you guys details on where they are so you know where I'm looking. Welcome to another edition of Acoustic Tuesday, where I discuss my guitar geek findings of the week. And I've got five of them for you this week. A great five. In fact, there's a little special bonus at the end that you're not going to want to miss because, dare I say, that it's a treat. It's a charcoal-filtered vanilla treat. I'll just leave it at that for right now. But before I get into my list of acoustic guitar geekdom, I want to ask you a trivia question because that's just become tradition. So my trivia question for you today is this. Which guitar shop did an 18-year-old Bob Taylor start working at in the year 1972? Which guitar shop did an 18-year-old Bob Taylor start working at in the year 1972? Go ahead and ponder that while we dive into this week's list of acoustic guitar awesomeness. Number five, I want to talk to you about a worry and carefree place to rest your acoustic guitar. How often have you gone to a jam, a friend's house, an open mic? Fill in the blank. How often have you taken your guitar out and thought, I'll just lean it against the wall. I'll just rest it here against the couch. That's not safe. So I want to share with you a stand that is truly amazing. It's served me well for 3 or 4 years. I've had the same ones since I purchased them, and I want to share those with you. They are the Ultimate GS200 and the Ultimate GS1000. And pictures really don't do these stands justice. So I actually have them here with me. And you'll see immediately why I love these stands, because they fold up into a nice little package. The legs fold out of the bottom. There's a twist lock. And then, of course, the top flips up so you can rest your guitar right into it. This is the GS200, the one with the little wings to rest your guitar on the bottom. And then the GS1000, which has a really cool feature. Again, it folds up into a nice compact little unit. The legs fold out of the bottom. And then just go ahead and twist it shut. And the coolest part is the locking yoke, which is up here where your guitar headstock rests. Once you place the guitar into this, the weight of the guitar pushes the yoke down, and these little fingers actually secure the guitar in the stand. I love these stands because they are built like tanks, they're extremely roadworthy, and they keep my guitars safe. There's other stands out there that are just fine, but these ones, I can definitely give you the full-blown report that they will last a very long time. Like I said, these two, I think I bought them about 3 or 4 years ago, and they work like an absolute charm. So make sure to check those out if you're ever looking for a stand that's really nice and convenient. In fact, I keep one in my car at all times just in case. I love the fold-up feature of these stands. It's pretty darn amazing. On to item number four on the acoustic guitar list of the week. This one was brought to our attention by an Acoustic Tuesday viewer. Noah, you're going to need to help me out here. Johan?
That's pretty good.
Is that pretty good?
Johan.
We were practicing it, and I thought I'd just give it my all. But I want to thank him for bringing this to my attention. So acoustic guitar geek item number four is the Bush Mills and George Loudon collaboration. Yes, I'm talking whiskey and guitars, like a true collaboration. Bushmills Irish Whiskey combines with George Loudon of Loudon Guitars, and they're celebrating craftsmanship here. In particular, the coopers, the folks that actually build the barrels for Bushmills Irish Whiskey. There's an incredible amount of talent and craftsmanship that goes into that, as is there in the acoustic guitar world. And there's a bit of passing of the torch on both sides of the coin. George Loudon is now passing on his skills and craft to his son, and the coopers over at Bushmills Irish Whiskey are passing on their craft to the next ones in line. So they've come together, and George Loudon is making a guitar to celebrate this. It features a redwood top, ancient bog oak back and sides, and here's the cool part. They've taken the wood from the barrels at Bush Mills and used it for the binding, the appointments, and the elaborate inlay on the back. Really, really a cool, classy tribute that is just rich with history and, like I said, craftsmanship, artisanship. It's amazing. In fact, there's a really cool video, and I gotta just make a comment. I'm gonna share it with you here because the announcer in this video, the voiceover, the voice is outstanding, top-notch work. So let's have a look at that video.
Over 400 years of heritage, quality, and strength ingrained. The roots of experience spread, generations intertwine. Skills are shared as the passion of the craftsmen combine. The alchemy of generations is transferred. At Bushmills, experience counts for a lot. Magic only happens through the inheritance of time. So as aged Bushmills barrel meets Irish bogwood, an iconic guitar is born, delivered by the expert hands of master craftsman George Loudon and his sons. They say a unique guitar gets its voice from the wood it's made of, and its soul from the man who makes it. If that's true, these lovingly handcrafted guitars are a special kind of perfection, just like Bushmills itself.
All right, I want to say just a quick cheers to George Loudon for his fantastic work. I've been lucky enough to play two of his guitars that he made, not his personal guitars, and I've just been floored with the craftsmanship, the sound, the depth of tone, and just the heart that was in those two guitars. And I just can't wait to try his guitars further down the line. Hopefully I'm able to get my hands on more of them. And speaking of cheers, I want to send a special cheers out. Noah, I think we should send a special cheers out to Jumpin' Jeff S., who's a Tony's Acoustic Challenge member.
Good idea.
Who recently stopped by Tony's Acoustic Challenge headquarters, and he came bearing gifts. So I want to very publicly thank him for the Colonel Taylor single barrel. Barrel proof bourbon that he purchased, and which I'm enjoying right now. And Noah, do you want to shed a little light on what you and Levi are having a drink of?
Absolutely. Again, thank you, Jeff. Let me say this. This was a gift to me. He got us each a gift, and this was presented to me. Just want to say that. He presented me with this 18-year-old scotch. And I can't even pronounce the name. I was trying to learn it, but yeah. It's one of those Gaelic things.
Sure.
And I'll try it. It's like Leirich.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's thanks. Very well done.
Can you lift it up a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah.
A little bit more. There you go. And then pull it back towards your face.
Yeah, okay. I'll get better at this, I promise. Anyway, thank you, Jeff. So awesome. I'm having some right now, and it is blowing my mind. First time I've had an 18-year oldest scotch I've had.
Fantastic. And thank you, Jeff. And the reason I bring Jeff up is because he was recently here, and we had a chance to sit down and chat with him here at the studio. And there was a lot of reminiscing about the Tony's Acoustic Challenge Jamboree. And we talked about so many different things. You know, the people that were gathered there, the music that was made there, it was all magical. And one of the really cool things about this last year's Jamboree was that it was actually attended by Tony Furtado. He actually presented a blues slide course live at the Jamboree. And then he did a performance for us on the very last day, which was a great exclamation point to end the Jamboree on. In fact, he also recorded that same blues slide 101 class for the Tony's Acoustic Challenge Academy. But the reason I'm setting this all up is because that brings me to acoustic guitar geek item number 3 of 5, which is what I'm listening to. And it happens to be Tony Furtado. There's two albums in particular, but first, a little bit more of a glimpse into how awesome Tony is as a human being. When he was here for the Jamboree, he actually spent some time here at TAC headquarters, and we sat down for an interview, which is available. You can check it out now. There will be a link in the description, and it's as there will be a link for all the things I'm talking about. But Tony was so generous with his time. We had a great discussion, talked about everything from, you know, his instruments, his songwriting, his inspiration, his kind of workflow, if you will. And it's just a really cool interview that I want you to check out. But the two albums specifically that I've been listening to this week are, one of them's a live one called the Cider House Sessions, which really showcases Tony in his environment, improvising and just playing live and just being in the moment. It's a fantastic album. And then the second one, which is his latest studio release called The Bell. Now, the track in particular that I want to highlight here is a track called Astoria. And it features a cello banjo, some amazing picking across the board, and it's just a catchy little bugger. And in fact, it's so catchy, I want you to hear it right now. We've got a little little sample of that soon, so you can take a listen. I've got two more items on my Acoustic Guitar Geek list of the week that I want to share with you, plus a special bonus. I hope you enjoyed listening to Astoria by Tony Furtado. But before I get into the rest of the acoustic guitar list today, I want to check in with Noah, who happens to be enjoying some scotch right now. I want to check in with Noah, and I want to celebrate some good times. I want to celebrate some small wins, Noah.
I got him.
Fantastic.
Dan K, these Acoustic Tuesdays are the best, informative, entertaining, and free. Huge win. What's not to like?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Todd. This is a real chord transposition epiphany for yours truly. Going to take a bit for me to get into the real world practice, but really looking forward to that practice. Awesome. I really like the idea of getting a different voicings and playing along with another guitar. I would always see pros like Doc Watson, etc., playing along with another guitar and never quite grasp how it all worked. Light bulbs, flash bulbs, fireworks, all going off in this little noggin.
That sounds like a major win. Like a small win times 40,000 watts. See what
yes.
I did? See what I did?
Yes, that's good. And one more from John. Bar chords and Tony have left me with a myriad opportunities that I never realized before. After focusing for 10 minutes on bar chording patterns, whether on the 5th, 2nd, or 3rd frets, my wrist and fingers grew so sore that I had to break for a bit to do the finger and arm stretches. Then, drawing a cup of coffee and cogitating a bit, I picked up the guitar and started again. This time, I scrapped the bar chords and did variations of them. Three-finger bar chords, two-finger, new ways. The exercise is what counts. What can you gain from the exercise is limitless. Thank you.
Awesome. Wow. Those are great. Love it. I love it. And of course, if you have any small wins that you want to share, just go ahead and leave a comment below. Hashtag small wins, and then go ahead and write it right here on the episode. We love to share those live. And of course, celebrate with you, because small wins are what make the world go round, really.
Yeah.
My eyes.
Well, I look for small wins all the time.
Me too. Me too. Getting out of bed today after a late gig was, I kicked off the day with a small win.
I tell you, this scratch is a huge win.
Well, let's get right back into the acoustic guitar geeky list. I've got number two for you, which is a book that you absolutely need to be aware of. This is a book that should be in every guitar geek's library across the world, everywhere, especially if you've ever asked yourself any questions like, where do chords come from? How do I construct a major scale? How do I make connections, and how do I make all this music stuff make sense? Now, I know that music theory isn't a topic that incites excitement, but this book actually makes it manageable, and I hate to say it, it actually makes it really, really fun. A special shout out here, my dobro teacher back in Chicago, Rob Anderlich, who works at the Old Town School of Folk Music, turned me onto this book, and I am very, very grateful, forever grateful, because it opened up a whole new door into music theory, an actual fun door. So what's the book? Well, it is by Ed Roseman. It's called Edley's Musical Theory for Practical People. It's got a cool green monster on the cover that's sitting at a piano. And I gotta be honest, it's written in a way that makes you want to read it. It's very conversational. It's very easy to understand. There's actual assignments at the end of each chapter. And it's just all in all a very well put together book that I think, again, if you've ever had any questions about music theory, if you want to test yourself on what you already know and learn new things, this is a perfect, perfect book for you. Again, that's Edley's Musical Theory for Practical People by Ed Roseman. And it needs to be on your bookshelf at some point in time. You need to check it out. Which brings me to my very first acoustic guitar geek item of the week, the top one. But as I mentioned, there's a bonus, and one that I don't want you to miss because it involves a whiskey barrel. Again, I know we talked about that earlier, but it's going to happen again. So my first guitar geek item for this week is a lesson that I launched last week, and it is dedicated to the art of harmonics. And at first, you know, my first introduction to harmonics was, you know, I think my dad just showed me how to do it. So I basically chalked it up to a party trick. Little did I know that harmonics have a ton of uses, but you have to first be able to do them. So this lesson discusses their location, how to make them sound, and actually how to make them sound good. So this lesson is one you've got to check out. In fact, there's a little clip here that I want to share with you, so you just get a little bit of a sneak peek as to what we discuss in the lesson. So here it is. Where can you make the harmonics? Well, natural harmonics are located actually all over the string, but there's three very common locations. The first is at the 12th fret. The second location is at the 7th fret, and the last and final location is at the 5th fret. Now, I listed those in descending order, or rather ascending order of difficulty. The 12th fret harmonics are relatively easy to hit. It's the halfway point of the string, so it's easy to get the note and easy to get good sound out of them. And then the 7th fret are a little bit more difficult. And then the 5th fret are notoriously hard because you have to have your finger in the exact right spot. So that's your first tip, is know your locations. The second is, so if that lesson interests you at all, if it even piques your interest a little bit, I encourage you to check out the full thing. There's a link for it in the description down below, as are there links for everything that I've discussed so far. I'm talking about the Bushmills Loudon guitar, I'm talking about the book, the whole deal. Check out the description if you want to do a deep dive on any of the stuff. Now, I mentioned that I want to share a bonus with you, but I actually still have to give you your trivia answer, and I want to give you a sneak peek into next week's Acoustic Tuesday. And because I'm mentioning next week's Acoustic Tuesday, I also want to remind you that you can catch Acoustic Tuesday on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can get it on YouTube or Facebook. And I just want you to check out the episodes because they're a ridiculous amount of fun to make. And the comments have been outstanding. And speaking of fun, The bourbon scotch
yes.
dart battle finally came to an end.
So it did.
And there's a special segment that I want to share with you right now. Levi, the man with the technical plan, captured a lot of this on film. And you know what? We're just going to go ahead and roll the film because Levi's the man. The bourbon versus scotch battle number one is finally over. Over the last four episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, we've waged war and the results are in. Noah is here to discuss those results with me, but first, Noah, how does the dart battle even work?
Right, so you are a bourbon guy, I am a scotch man, mm-hmm. and so at the end of the 4 weeks, whoever wins with the most points, if you win, mm-hmm. I have to buy a bottle of bourbon for you that we both share. Mm-hmm. If I win, you have to buy a bottle of scotch for me, but that we both share.
Right.
And here we are.
And the final score was 47-30 in favor of myself. Yes. I'd like to be the bourbon representative here. And you had to go shopping.
Oh, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And what a fun experience it was. In fact, we got it on tape.
Fantastic. Well, I think we should have a look.
Let's look. If you want to take a look here, we are at the bourbon whiskey section, which I think takes up, gives us about three shelves to choose from. So I'm already looking, taking a gander of what's going on. Now, knowing Tony as long as I have, I do know, I'm seeing labels right away that I know that he has already had. So if you look over here, starting over here at the Woodford Reserve, which I hear is very good and he enjoys. Then we're coming along to some Jefferson's, Knob Creek, the Calumet, Colonel Taylor, I know he's had much of these. Booker's, Basil Hayden's. I'm looking at these bottles down here. Noah's Mill would be fun to get, wouldn't it? For obvious reasons. And he also mentioned that he just likes the way labels look. So I thought this bottle here could be pretty cool, this Bibb and Tucker. But looking at other selections here, I've narrowed it down to two. So the first choice would be the George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey Barrel Select. And this came recommended by one of our viewers in the comments of Acoustic Tuesday. So I'm considering this one. Said it's a must try. And then the other one is more in line with what Tony himself likes. I did take the time to ask him. And he said he likes a bourbon that is barrel proof and unfiltered. So I got this Stag Junior here that I'm considering as well. So I'm gonna think a moment on that. Okay, I've made my decision.
No, I'm glad you returned safely from your shopping trip. And now here we are at the Whiskey Barrel. What happens at the Whiskey Barrel? What are we doing here?
Yeah, so I thought, you know, it would be fun for you to take your first sip and sniff, not even knowing what it is.
Which you don't.
Which you don't.
Because you were very secretive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll sip, we'll sniff, we'll get some of your thoughts.
Okay.
And then the big reveal will happen. Now,
okay.
As seen in the shopping experience, mm-hmm. I know that you like an unfiltered, uncut,
that is accurate.
Bourbon.
Yes.
So here's my challenge to you.
Okay.
Is I want to see if you can actually tell. Will you be able to tell if this particular spirit is unfiltered or uncut?
It smells delicious. It feels almost like citrusy. There's a fruit and there's almost a mild sweetness. I'm gonna give it a taste.
Should we?
Yeah, we should probably cheers.
Cheers.
I'm dying to know what this is.
I did not cut. All right, you ready for the reveal?
I'm ready for the reveal.
I have it here. You ready?
I'm ready.
And there you have it. Here we have the George Dickel. This, the George Dickel, was recommended by one of our viewers.
Right.
Matthew is his name.
Awesome.
Now he recommended, yeah, thank you, Matthew. This is from the official George Dickel whiskey website. Our very finest whiskey for the truly discerning whiskey drinker. Only 10 barrels are hand-selected by our distiller for this small batch handcrafted whiskey. Aged between 10 and 12 years, charcoal mellowing, and our unique aging process from a smooth premium whiskey that stands in a class all by itself. A perfectly balanced, rich and silky taste with hints of vanilla, spice, and charcoal. So there you have it.
Well,
congratulations, you won. I hope you enjoy this.
This is a true win-win situation. And I wanna thank you for your shopping. I wanna thank you for your gamesmanship. Mm. And as a thank you, I think we should cheers, but I also wanna challenge you to a round two of bourbon versus scotch.
I accept.
To the challenge. Cheers. Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I sure did.
Did you enjoy it, Tony?
I did enjoy it. Actually, it was a really fun experience to sit down and unknowingly test the bourbon. It was fun to play darts. And I do look forward to doing it again.
Me too.
And speaking of doing it again, I want the Acoustic Tuesday viewers, I want you guys to leave a comment below and let us know what you thought of the dart battle. Let us know what you thought of Noah's pick. I actually thought it was quite fantastic, to be honest. And of course, if you have any predictions about who will win round two, we're open to those in the comments as well. And of course, I want to know what you think about the show. What'd you love about the show today? And of course, if you have any suggestions about future shows, please go ahead and leave those in the comments. And of course, since we're on the topic of comments, I want Noah to share some comments from last week's episode. But before we do that, remember, I've got your trivia answer coming up, and I think it's a really cool one. It's got some good history, and I want to give you a sneak peek into next week's episode of Acoustic Tuesday. So with that said, Noah, what were people saying last week?
Absolutely. A couple shout-outs here, people who tuned in last week. Chuck, Mike, Tim, Pete, Brad, Keith, Kent, Sharon, Robert, Douglas. And here are some comments we got. I was kind of going themey here. It seems we're getting some viewers from overseas.
Okay.
And so we got a great show. Cheers from Norway.
Awesome. Cheers.
By Trolls Djerne. Probably just, yeah.
It was a good try.
Hello, Tony. Great show. Feels good to sit across the Atlantic and be part of an authentic acoustic guitar talk. And that's Conrad.
Awesome. Thanks, Conrad.
I wish Tuesday is twice a week. Greetings from Croatia. And that's from Luca.
Wow, that's awesome.
All right. And then now back over here in on our home turf, I have the K&K on my Reverb watch list. Eerie. This is the third thing you have talked about that I've been looking at around the same time you are. LOL. Guitar geeks seem to just have great minds that think the same cool guitar things. And that's Alyssa.
Awesome. Well, Alyssa, hopefully you got that pickup. I think you'll be very, very happy with it. And I do think that guitar geeks think alike. And that's really what Acoustic Tuesday is all about. It's just us sitting down, hanging out, and chatting guitar geeky gems. And, of course, enjoying an adult beverage, if you so choose. And so let's get on to the trivia question of the day. So the trivia question, just to recap, was, which guitar shop did an 18-year-old Bob Taylor start working at in the year 1972? Now, just to give this some context, 1972 was 2 years prior before Bob Taylor and Kurt Listig started Taylor Guitars. So, what shop was it? It was called the American Dream. And again, just 2 years later, Bob and Kurt founded Taylor Guitars. Pretty awesome little piece of trivia, and I think Bob Taylor's a fascinating individual. So hopefully you dug that trivia question that provided a lesson.
There's a lesson in everything, Tony.
There is a lesson in everything, and I have a small win right now that I have to keep my words straight. So let's look forward. Let's look to next week's Acoustic Tuesday, where I'm going to discuss with you what I quite possibly think may be the future of flight cases. We're going to have a discussion about microphones, some really cool microphones, and I want to shed a little bit of light on a luthier here in the Bozeman area that flies very much under the radar, but has made some very amazing guitars. All that will happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday, where I'll, of course, be again joined by Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, Levi Kawila, the man with the technical plan. And from all of us here at Tony's Acoustic Challenge Studios, have the best Tuesday you possibly can. Happy Acoustic Tuesday to you. And, of course, we will see you next week. Again, Acoustic Tuesday airs on Facebook and YouTube at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. I can't wait to see you there. Cheers.